my word. They say we gon' win, countin' faces. We gon' spin. We be ballin', pull up in the screen with a grin. Tell y'all playin' with a friend. Y'all niggas know what it is.
Hey, this your girl, She Really Real. You just reached the podcast, Take the Meat and Leave the Bones. I'm just here trying to wake up a remote generation. Wisdom in the flesh. Oh, Israel. Oh, Judah. Let's get right, church, and let's go home. Who's ready to go on this spiritual journey with me? Who's ready to go on this spiritual journey with me? All our kings, all our queens, all our handmaids, but everything in between.
Let's get right and take a rightful place. What's really good? Ow! Yo, how about you say hallelujah for making it over, baby? It is 2022. It's 2022. Okay. The calendar might be messed up. Look, we all know we in a society that's topsy-turvy, upsy-dersy. We don't know. We ask God to help us, you know, maintain and stay on course, you know. But at the end of the day, this is when America, the Americas, celebrate the new year. So happy new year to you. Thank God you made it over. All I can say, honestly, is I got so much to say. So it's really no structure to this. This is just a speakeasy, you know? I'm just speaking easy right now, you know? I had a thought come to mind, right? When I was watching, shout out to Brother Newbury. I was watching his podcast yesterday. And he said some things, and some of his people had said some things that really struck a chord in me, bro. And I'm like, okay. Let me think about this. So one of the people had said something about how, well, Newbury had said something about how you got a particular organization who hired a couple of dozen of people who study God. Because I'm gonna tell you, it's the difference between somebody who study God and somebody who have a relationship with God. Baby, it's the difference. I don't give a darn how much you know about God. If you don't know God, I'm giving you the boss eye, baby. Because it's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Just like my brother Jesus told Pilate, you don't have, this is Pilate. This is a very authoritative person. You feel me? This is somebody who got authority. And what Jesus tell him? Shawty, you only got the power that my father give you. You understand? You don't have no power over me of your own accord. you thought you did, huh? Silly you. He could have been that type of person. You feel me? But see, that's my personality. I'll laugh at your goofy behind. You know what I'm saying? In my head. Because this is what, let me put a pin in there for a second. Why is it that people feel like they can say whatever the heck they want to say to you? They can do whatever the heck they want to do, right? But you have no thought. You can't see them. You don't think about it. You don't be like, wow, that was actually pretty doggone stupid. When you play your day back or whatever, like, why is it that people sit, look, they will do something that's really strange off the wall. They'll say something off the wall, right? And you looking at them like, bro, this can't be life right now. They really did not just say that. Like, you just see how undisciplined, unaware, people really are. Because if you're an observant person, you peeping stuff from a whole different perspective. You understand what I'm saying? And I feel like people really need to take that into mind when they come into a conversation. You know, when you come into a conversation, when you interact with folks, you know what I'm saying? I think you really need to be present, shawty, because some people looking at you like it's a movie and you the goofball in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, their whole life is a movie. You feel me? And you the goofball in their movie, shawty. You the person that everybody laughing at. Like, you the cold. You the Who else was real strange and always had Joey and Blossom? You know what I'm saying? You that guy. Well, people, you the comedian. You know, like they tried to make Martin Lawrence to be back in that movie Black Knight. Oh, he's a jester. He makes people laugh. He keeps everything light. You that type of individual, Shardy. Like in that person movie. But anyways, I had to say that because I always observe. And I feel like people really don't take into consideration that some people can really see you. Like, Shardy, they see you. You not hiding. Like, we see your disdain. We see you scoffing at us. We see the tone that you use when you talk to us and when you talk to other people. We see that. Now, if you see me doing that to you, it's a whole reason why. You understand what I'm saying? Baby, I'm going to tell you something. You got one or two times to brush up against me because I look at this like we all swimming to the Father. You should all be swimming to the Father. Hallelujah. If you're not swimming to the Father, baby, I don't know what to tell you. In a lagoon somewhere and you definitely surrounded by some things that got you sold up. You know what I mean? You're not in control of your own vessel. So I'm not even talking to you. But if you not swimming to the Father, bro, yo, it's like, Shardy, I don't know how to put this. It's like you don't have no direction. You just in a bad place. You in a bad place in the world, bro. If you not swimming to God, you in a bad place in the world. But anyway, what I want to say is, when I saw this broadcast the other day, it made me think when it was like how they wanted to see how these 12 people that study God, well, 24 people who study God, think that the masses will deal with seeing something unusual as far as something strange coming out the sky. Now, I want to tell you, there's nothing new under this sun, correct? We have had people come out and tell us how we heard the fables of how there was a war between gods up back in the day and strange laser beams and things of that nature. They're fighting against each other. Okay, we've heard of those times. Those, man, that's ancient, way ancient times, right? Oh, I heard somewhere. Do your research. That the enemy gonna be cast down to earth. Earth bound. Meaning he can't no longer be in the high place watching what's going on in earth and deciding where he wanna come to and fro and he got his henchmen and right? He gonna be cast down to earth. You know? Meaning he's gonna be earth bound. He already pissed off. He already don't like us like that. He been in the shadows doing his thing, manipulating situations like he do. You know what I'm saying? And now they're trying to prepare you. And this is just my POV. You could, like I said, take the meat, leave the bones, baby. I don't give a darn. I'm just giving you my POV. I got a right to talk. Huh? Okay. Anywho, he gonna be earthbound. He already don't like us, bruh. God already said that he gonna be bruising at our heel and we're gonna be stepping on his head, right? You see all the division and the chaos that he's already caused in our families, right? In our family structure, right? We gonna give you this bread, but you can't have a dude here. You can't have a head of your household here. You understand? It's like you a threshold with no house. Huh? How that work? Okay, put a pin in that. Let them earn it. But anyway, what I'm trying to say, Shardy, is so you mean to tell me that we heard all the fables. You can go back and watch Ancient Aliens right now, and they telling you what it is, bruh. They telling you what they have seen, all the information that they have gathered over the years. You know what I'm saying? You got these evil spirits that been out here for eons. They have found different ways to manifest themselves in a fleshly form. In a form. You know? But they've been out here for eons. You got people saying, hey, back in the day, I had this strange individual come to me, Charlotte, and they wanted water. Why they wanted water? Oh, because apparently where they was at, something didn't dry up. It was a drought. You understand what I'm saying? Bruh, all I'm saying is, bruh, all of these things are making perfectly good sense if you're paying attention. And if you're gathering information, not just from one perspective, but a broad spectrum of it all. Because it's being told to you. God is revealing himself wholly. He said, in the last days, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Bruh, do you think it's a coincidence that all of these people are walking around talking about the same darn thing, but in different ways, Shawty? It is not a coincidence. Nothing happens by chance. My God got everything in his hand. Everything is in his power. The enemy is losing his grip on where he at, bruh. So he's making presentations here. He's making presentations there. He's talking to certain people in the power. You understand what I'm saying? He's talking to these people and they are allowing him. Okay? Okay, they are allowing him to make these moves. Now listen to this. Here goes another ponder I want you to ponder on, right? It said one of the beasts received a deadly wound, right? But if you falling from a mighty far way, bro, you gonna hurt yourself. You gonna be hurt hitting the earth. And that's what God meant. But his wound gonna be healed, right? And it's going to be like, oh, wow, that's amazing. How did that work like that? We done went through all of this calamity, all of this dysfunction. And all of a sudden, booyah shaka, presto change-o. We got some kind of sense of normality. Bro, y'all better wake up, bro. God is speaking. He's blowing horns. Seals are being opened. Death has been so rampant in this world right now. Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention, bro? You got people on the mainstream news telling you to prepare for a zombie apocalypse. Bruh. This is real life happening. Like, we are living in the last days. We are living in times where the prophets talked about. God said things got to come up. So ancient day things that were said have to be fulfilled. But this is a whole cycle. This is a generational thing. You got to stop looking at it like this is just about you. Bro, this is beyond you. You are so small. You are a... bro, but a vapor. You are but a vapor. Okay? Here today, going to my... Do you understand? Shawty, you need to find out. Excuse me. You need to find out. You have to find out what it is that God has made. What intricate. I got a fat tongue, y'all, bro. That y'all be shit. That y'all be doing what it want to do. Anyway. Anyways, so you gotta find out what intricate details God put in your inward parts, because whether you want to believe it or not, peep this optical illusion. You got a beautiful princess dressed up in all her arrays. Then you got this other lady who looked like the princess dressed up in all her arrays. But God is giving you a visual to see that inwardly this person is ugly. Just like in all the Disney pictures, they had this beautiful woman who had everything. And then you got the adversary or the wicked witch or however you want to portray her coming against her, but she's always portrayed as this ugly creature, right? It's an illusion. God is giving you, if you look at it like I have optics on, where I can honestly see that it's dead bones living in here. She might not even be ugly for real, but her inward part is projecting on the outside. Like if somebody eats too much freaking sandwich meat, you can start smelling it coming out their pores, bro. Like, bro, you smell like sandwich meat, shawty. Like, bro, you need to do something better because that's not a good smell. Anywho. Anywho, that's how you gotta look at it, bro. Like the Care Bears, where you had Cloudy, you had Grouchy, you had goddamn Lovey Dubby, you got freaking all of these different intricate details that are being put into you that actually benefit the masses, the kingdom. Okay? But it's so gosh, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. Some pieces might be so far away from you, they don't necessarily connect to you, but they connect to somebody else that actually, you know, that brings that photo together. You understand what I'm saying? So look at it like that. That person can't come directly to you. Everybody is not allowed in your courts. You have to, some people need to be a little ways off, but that don't make their position any less insignificant. Like I said, you are all assets to the kingdom. It takes a whole puzzle to make a freaking, it takes all the pieces to make a whole puzzle. You never brought a puzzle where you got a couple of pieces left, you know, and to put it all together. No, it takes the whole puzzle pieces to make that picture. You understand what I'm saying? So some people aren't supposed to be directly connected to you. Some people, you're supposed to have a buffer. That's what I like to call it. Yo, there we go. You gotta have a buffer, shawty. You know what I'm saying? It might take 6 or 7 other people to be connected to that individual, but the piece is still connected to you. You catch my drift? That's how it is in the body of Christ. They have did all kinds of things to make it seem like, oh yeah, this is just a fable. Bro, listen to me. The enemy is very cunning and he is so crafty. And you have to remember, he knows the word. So he know how to manipulate the word. Just like he did us in the beginning. God forgive my ancestors, the woman, for her fall in the beginning. Put a pin in this real quick, what I'm talking about. Have you ever thought of how possessive men are, right? Over, and it's type cute, you know. I like it, especially when he's sincere. Now, if he's just trying to be misogynistic and just honestly just trying to put his nuts on the ground, I don't know, that's a little turn off, because baby, we already know you got that power. You don't really have to toss it around like that. But anyways, that's a whole nother podcast for a whole nother day. But have you ever noticed like how he could get a little, you know, testy when somebody coming around trying to seduce you, and that's not really a picture that he want to, you know, take in? Have you ever thought about that he allowed the enemy to seduce you? That was the first seducer. He seduced his woman. So have you ever noticed that could be a big issue why men have this deep-seated issue where they don't want no other dude to talk to you? Don't you be trying to seduce my girl? Because he allowed the enemy to do it from the beginning. So he could be a little still testy about that. I don't know. But that was just a little thought I had on my head the other day when I was listening to this guy rant on about how women... Oh my gosh, I can't wait to make, I gotta get my thoughts together on this, because I have so much to say about the standard and the way things are going with the family structure and how people are honestly being led away from being united, you know what I'm saying, just on the strength of all kinds of foolishness. Like, it's just, it's unnecessary bickering, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, like I said, that was just something to think about. But that's how we have to be in the body, bro. We have to be unified. You have to find your pieces of the puzzle, shawty. You got to find them people that's going to big you up, that's going to esteem you. Have you ever seen a brother who really, and they be on camera, so that's how you can, if you a person that can see, then you can see. You understand what I'm saying, Shawty? You see how a brother can come on there and esteem another brother, Shawty, and he could be, brother man be elated because you can see it in his eyes. You know what I'm saying? That another brother is feeling his vibe. You feel me? Another brother is like, bro, you on the right track, bro. You doing the right thing. And it's not on no homosexual-ish, because that's where the line get drawn. You know what I'm saying? You know you ain't on no homosexual-ish. You respect the man for being a man, standing 10 toes down on his beliefs. And God is giving you similar downloads. So you kind of congregate to this brother because you feel like like-minded people can be together. But this is what I want to build on that. Yes, like-minded people need to congregate together. But when you see your brother being out of order and you correct your brother, and not in a way where you trying to embarrass your brother and you doing it out of spiteful envy and all those wicked, venomous behaviors, you actually focus on his well-being, right? And you got his best interest at heart. So you pull your brother to the side. You know, you let your brother know, like, bro, you was a little out of pocket. That was unreasonable. Maybe you can reflect. You know what I'm saying? Go back and square things away. If brother man can't pick up what you putting down, and he get all boisterous and can't receive reproof, you know what you dealing with. That means that person is not like-minded. That means he is actually an infiltrator. That's somebody that cannot weigh empathy, who cannot weigh compassion. And that's somebody who don't need to be in your circle because he's of the dragon. He's a dragon seed. You know what I'm saying? He's a deceiver. He's of his father, the devil. It's all about lies with him. But he's there to pick up information and to see what y'all got going on. See if he can take what y'all got going on and build it for his kingdom. You know what I mean? But anyways, that's what we are as a body, bro. And it's been so, we've been so separated. We've been so deceived that we don't even know how to accept people for who they are. We try to conform people to what we want them to be and not what God has allowed them to be out here and to be and to cultivate themselves, because that's what it's all about. The more you trying to, God is trying to, I want to say press you, because that's where your oil start flowing. That's your anointing. You know what I'm saying? When God press you, that's your anointing. When you going through certain things, it builds character. You know what I'm saying? It builds character. You have to understand that you are not here by happen chance. You know what I'm saying? It was a reason why we are no longer in the presence of God like we used to be. But it's a reason why we need to, that gives us even more initiative and more power to constantly keep swimming towards the Father, because we are trying to get back to him so we can live in paradise. Like Jesus told the thief, today you will be with me in paradise. Hallelujah. Who want to get right, church, and let's go home, bro? Who want to do this thing? Because it's serious. It's serious. All those Disney movies, all those things, they were preparing you for the time such as this. Us 80s babies, 90s children, we were being prepared the whole time for to see stuff like that we ready to see. The carnal mind want to say the Anunnaki is coming back. You can say whatever you want to say, but those spirits are about to be earthbound. They're not gonna be able to no longer travel to different dimensions like they used to. And that's when the tyranny really is gonna start. So I wanted to get out here and encourage you and tell you, you know, be of your best self. You know, let people appeal to your better nature. That's why God said give people the benefit of the doubt. Because if you right away assume blase scoop about somebody, you're not giving them the benefit of the doubt. What you're doing is you're judging them. Then when you test the spirit by the spirit and you realize what it is, huh? Then you got to move accordingly. And when you start moving accordingly, people act like you did something wrong. But who is that? The accuser. Okay? These people don't have no conscience. Okay? They don't sit around and think about how to be a better individual, how to be a better man, better woman. They don't think about this. They don't give a darn. What they out here to do is what they doing. This is real. Okay? Bruh, we are living in a times where the prophets of old will be rejoicing because it is coming to an end soon. Hallelujah. 1,000 years we got to deal with the enemy being earthbound. And then guess what? 1,000 years we get to reign with the Creator with no influence from the enemy. Can you wait? I don't know if it's 1,000. My numbers could be off, but y'all know what I'm saying. Pick up on what I'm saying. Correct it in your spirit if I'm wrong, whatever. But what I'm saying is give you something to think about, baby. Give you some victory in your step. You feel me? Because they want you to be downtrodden. They want you to be so worried about what's going on. But you have to empower yourself. I'm going through my own ish. And I'm thankful every day. Because I feel like, God, if I'm still holding on, if I'm still yet holding on, if I'm still marching towards the mark of the higher calling, then I'm going to see the apostles. I'm going to be walking with my brother Jesus. I'm going to see the dead in Christ. You understand what I'm saying? There will be a great day where I'm in paradise. I believe that wholeheartedly, baby. Ain't no faking pumping over here. We don't fake. It's real blood pumping through my veins. Straight up. I don't fake pump around here. Won't pump fake. I don't give a darn. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, baby. I don't have no fear. Because at the end of the day, God says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. He has been running amok. And I mean, maybe you feel a little ways because you've been deceived. Get over yourself. Get over yourself. We need to realize that it is not about us. It's about God, bruh. This battle has been going on since the beginning of time, Charlotte. Since we've been even, you know, bruh, our inception. You feel me? So you got to understand, God has, he's doing certain things. And people want to, oh, why is this happening? Why? Oh my gosh. Bro, you ain't tired of living in this crazy. Bro, what's wrong with you, bruh? Certain things have to take place in order for God, for Jesus to come back. When y'all see them souls being caught up, because Jesus said he not touching earth the first time. He said they're going to be caught up. Uh-huh. But they going to want you to believe that Jesus back. Yeah, if you don't see him walk on water. Uh-huh. If he can't turn 2 loaves of fish into that could feed everybody. If he can't do those things and he tell you that he never did those things, then baby, you need to understand that you are not talking to the Messiah. That is not the Messiah. That is a false prophet. Okay? Let me tell you something. I don't know the direct time. I don't know the time frame. But what I do know, my oil and my lamp is ready. Yeah, straight up. I see what's going on. I see how the enemy has really tricked and deceived us all. I see his little kingdom at work. And God gave me the authority in myself. He said I could come boldly before the throne of grace. So I asked him, Lord, what do you want me to say? He said, tell him that anybody that heard through the grapevine of what's going on in higher places, let me tell you that it's the deceiver at work. Okay? They are ready to be earthbound. That's why they're making appearances here. That's why they're making appearances there. That's why they're doing all that. They're ready to be earthbound. And when they're earthbound, that's when the real tyranny begins. You better hold your family dear. You better hold them dear, baby. You better teach your children how to be self-sufficient. Not self-sufficient where they feel like they don't need nobody else, but self-sufficient where if they're alone, they can provide for themselves. You better give them something they can use that's not tangible. You better sit them down and start teaching your children the word of God. You better start having prayer time with your children. You better stop dismissing all these men out here and get yourself a house, a lead, a shepherd. Because you're sitting out here thinking that you're going to be okay without a shepherd, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're vulnerable. You're the weaker vessel. All it takes is for a shepherd, a goat, to come around that look like a lamb, but got the voice of a dragon. And you're consumed, sweetie. Because you don't have no shelter. You don't have no shepherd. You have no covering, my dear. It has to be, we got to get right, church. We got to get right. At the end of the day, God is not holding no punches. He is, yes, he is a lovable God. He is just God. But a just God has to bring the hammer down from time to time. Okay? So, just know, I hope, you know, like I said, this is going to be a speakeasy. And I just wanted to speak and tell you I had something to say. Because I feel like, bruh, we not really paying attention. You know what I'm saying? We got so many people that look like us. And we so empathetic. And they appeal to our better nature. And we want to love on them because that's who we come from, bruh. That's who we come from. We I love. You feel me? They want to snuff all that up out you. Because they don't want that. They can't get back. They can't get back. They never liked you in the first place. Bruh. You better arm yourselves. Because I had, like I said, I had a dream. And I don't take my dreams lightly at all. I don't know about you, but I don't take my dreams lightly at all. And when I saw something fall from the heavens, it was big. It was freaking humongous. So, like I tell all my sisters, get your silver rings, get your gold rings, and wear them on your fingers. Don't keep your rings and stuff in your jewelry box because they're going to be a time, girl, where you got to get up and go. Uh-huh. And you're going to have to barter some of those things. Keep your nickels. You know what I'm saying? So get you some beans, dry food, things of that nature, just to, you know, some rations. And you don't have to hoard because here's the thing. All of those things that y'all stocking up, a lot of that stuff it's not gonna even stand. It's gonna perish. I'm just giving you a forewarning. Okay? God said it's gonna be some places that's standing up and still able to be inhabited, but some places are not going to even exist any longer. They're going to be wiped out like they never existed. They're going to be vaporized. And that's when people are going to behold. Now, you can watch a tornado at this point right now take a path, and you can see some houses still standing and some houses in utter destruction. And people just pass over it. You know, we'll see it on the news and the people don't even, but at this point, they're going to have to behold it. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be evident. It's going to be evident that something is protecting certain areas. Mm-hmm. Then that's when you're going to see things that you ain't never seen before. You know? Mm-hmm. It's going to be real wonky. I'm just saying, prepare yourself. And these are just my thoughts. When I saw this, when I saw Brother New Breed's New Year's YouTube show, it just, you know, inspired me to go a little further in what, you know, God had been giving me in my spirit. And when I tell you, I don't take it lightly that, you know, with all that's going on, you know, that God is trying to get people's attention. At the end of the day, with everything that's going on, God, like, I wish that none perished, bruh, but all with seek repentance. Like I said on my first podcast, remember Nineveh. Do you understand that all it takes is us to be on one accord, bruh, and ask God for forgiveness, bruh. Stop. Pause. And be like, bruh, we are sorry. This is not what we want for ourselves. We repent. But like I said, those people, remember my optical illusion, the princess, you know, all chained up and her beautiful and she's adorned and she's beautiful. And then you got the same woman dressed up the same way, but she's not that good to look upon. That's how it truly is. I'm not saying that all God's people are beautiful and on the outside, but it's about our intricate inward parts that he took time to create, because that's how he knew you before you were created in your mother's womb, because he knew what he was putting inside you to push mankind forward, to help the world move forward, to be a piece of the jigsaw puzzle, to make a whole picture, to be the body of Christ. I didn't give y'all so many optical illusions. I hope y'all picking up what I'm putting down. I hope you catching my drift, bro. All I'm saying, bro, is that it's more to this life and more to yourself, and you have more power within yourself than mainstream. And I'm not really saying mainstream. I'm the adversary, the dragon, wants you to believe. He don't want you to grab hold of that power. He don't want you to grab hold of who you truly are, because that would in detail that you will know that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You know, he don't want you to know that, because then that means you walking in your full power and your full authority of the great I am. He don't want that. Bro, that means when you start looking at him, because you know he always looking at you. When you start looking at him in his eyeballs and you cast him out to the dry place, he know that he going to the dry place. Mm-hmm. When you say, come up out of them, because I plead the blood of Jesus on you. The blood of Jesus compels you to come up out of them. And you are cast down to the dry place. When you tell him that, 10 toes down, huh? He gotta go. When you ask God, how do you go? Glory. When you ask God to be a hedge of protection, how do you go? Thank you, Jesus. Glory. When you tell him to be a hedge of protection around your home, around your children, let me tell you something. And you standing 10 toes down on that, it's going to be done. But let me tell you something else. When you take the good, when God protects you and he holds you and he molds you and he takes you over, he done took you over 365 days, right? When he takes you over, how many times have you reflected on how many times God has allowed you to escape certain things? He was actually that hedge of protection around you. Woo, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, you're so good. You're so wonderful. Woo, glory, glory, glory. It's a beautiful thing, bro. Reflection is a beautiful thing. Because when you know that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world, there is nothing that can be done to you. Because even in death, it's a win for you. Because all they did was release you. And today, you will be with the Father in paradise. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with God. Now, wherever you go from that point is on you and how you lived your life. That's between you and the Creator. Don't nobody else have no other insight on how you walk with the Creator? Huh? Can't nobody tell you how you rocking with the Creator? Now, if you know you out here fugazi in it and faking it till you make it type ish, bro, you lacking, bro. You need to drill it down, bro. Drill it down. Don't let them make you feel away. You know what I'm saying? You could be a kind person, but you just not a you could be a friend. You just not that friendly. But you a kind person. You're nice. You're just not friendly. You're just not want to sit around and have small talk and sit around and do all the frivolous things that society would tell you that that's what a regular person do. But no, not everybody is built the same, bro. But they trying to lump you up the same because they don't want you to know that they are intricate. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those inward parts, bro. Those slight differences that make the whole picture, that make the whole body of Christ come together, bro. Straight up. That's where his greatest trick lies, bro. Is the fact that he wants all y'all to know that you are, oh, you're the same. Yeah, look, they said the same word you said. You saw how you said that with that. Oh my gosh, bro. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand the power that you possess. And he trying to snuff that power up out of all of us, bro. He don't want you to make it. He don't want you to make it. He telling you that he telling you just like he tried to tell the father on Job. Yeah, he's serving you, but he's serving you because look at all the stuff that you done did for him. You didn't get him. You didn't gave him this. And you didn't did that. And you didn't did this. Look at all the stuff that you didn't gave him. Yeah, he's serving you. But remove your hand. Who? Think about that. Did you hear what I said? The adversary, the dragon, told God to what? Remove your hand. Oh, yes. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Because all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. God is preparing his people, baby. He said, I got a remnant out here. That remnant, he's sharpening. He's growing them. He's giving them their voice amplification. But do y'all understand that we are a body, baby? And when we come together, baby, we just work so good together. We work so good together, but we so separated, we so spread out amongst the four corners of the earth that they have cut us off from being a nation. They have cut us off from being a nation. But praise God that one, for real, it's going to be one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. That's going to be real. Not a slogan that we might apply to our life. We might make it right. Woo! Confounded or no? Bro. I'm sorry, but they hilarious to me. You hilarious. God playing right in y'all face, shawty. God is showing you that I am God Almighty. He's saying, I'm telling you, this is what I wanted. One nation under me. And yeah, y'all can go ahead. Yeah, you steal everything else. Take the slogan. But it's for real, gonna come to pass. Oh, bless God's great name. Like I said, bro, drill it down, baby. You know what I'm saying? Know what you know. Know that the blood of the precious lamb saved your souls. Know that there's a beast that look like a lamb, but got the voice of a dragon that's your adversary. Know that there are sirens out here. Sis, I'm gonna have a podcast for us later. Okay, I might do it Monday. All I gotta say is, baby, these sirens, they can't stand you. They wondering why you getting all this attention. Because trust me, they do everything in the world to get attention. But it just comes to you naturally. Because God put something in you, sis. You are a daughter of Zion, baby. Baby, you smell like water. Oh, you smell like water, sis. You got that snappy, okay? Anywho, I had to put that out there. I just want y'all to know, bro, be empowered, okay? Be empowered by the blood of the Lamb. Be empowered by the word of God. It's hard to deceive a person. I forgot who said this quote, but he was a wise man. It's hard to deceive a Bible-reading Christian. Woo! Let that sink in for a minute, baby. It's hard to deceive a person that's getting downloads from the Father. Huh? That's why they're going to try to get rid of that book, Sharda. Because they're going to know it's an inspired living word. Hey, glory be to God. It's a living word. Honey, y'all better drink on the water that you will never thirst again. Because I'm telling you, everything is polluted down here. Everything. So it's all topsy-turvy. They want you to believe that you're the bad guy. They want you to believe that. Of course, they're going to turn it around on you. Huh? Because in true reality, they're the ones that are emulating the light. And inside is dead man's bones. You can't condition. You can't carry everybody with you. Like I said, bro, we all a jigsaw puzzle. But it takes, some pieces don't fit next to you. Some pieces got 6 or 7 other pieces before it's connected to you. So, baby, you better get your thing down. You better get your game plan together. Because this is war. This is war, okay? We see it clear as day. This is a spiritual war we're fighting. All right? So, I want y'all to know that I love y'all. God loves you. You are in, that was just my point of view. You are in the critical times where you have to know what you know. Either you are underneath the blood of the Lamb, or baby, you ready to be underneath the Lamb that speak like a dragon. Because it's going to be one of two things. And those people that are close to you that know how you rocking, and they know how you rocking already, but they don't really care for you like that. If you haven't discerned and got those snakes out your grass, those are going to be the same people that turn you in. They're going to be the same people that turn you in. You better make sure you're getting your game plan together, family. Just make sure that you stand vigilant. Got oils in your lamp. Know that if you accept the good, accept the adversity too. Because God is in control of it all. Okay, there is no, why is this happening to me in the Christian life? We don't ask why. We ask why not. That's the difference between me and you, you unbeliever. Because I ask why not. When I see all the stuff that's going on in the world, I see God's hand moved. Hey, glory be to God. Woo! Do you understand? Do you understand, people? Everything happens for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. They like to try to tell you that you are mindless goon, that you are mindless and you are just a Bible thumper. But baby, it is better to be like Forrest Gump and letting God use you in those moments. And being activated when he activates you versus you moving on your own accord and feeling like you are doing this on your own. Because you are deceived. You are deceived. You can call everything. You can have a answer for everything. But I serve a God who created everything. Okay? I serve a creator who got the keys to hell. The devil don't even got keys to his own crib. Imagine your crib and you ain't even got the keys. You got to go ask somebody else, can you let me in? Let me tell you something. He ready to be cast down and be earthbound. And that's when the real tyranny going to start, bruh. Okay? That's when the real tyranny going to start. That's when you going to start really seeing persecution at its finest. And I say at its finest because, bruh, what are you standing for? What are you standing for? You know, we so comfortable. We so cozy. They just got us all cozy. America, wake up, bro. There's a nation within a nation. And I just want to say thank you, God, for allowing us to make it over, allowing us to see a brand new year, so to speak, because technically it is 2022 in our reality, you know? So I just want to say, man, just stay prayed up. Stay with oil in your lamp. Stay ready. Love on your people, bruh. Make love to your woman. Make love to her slow. Don't smash her out. Make love to her slow. Give her those precious moments. Make love to her. Make eye contact. You know, take on those moments. Really live in those moments. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to speed stuff up when you're talking to people. Allow those moments to sit and resonate, those good moments, or you gonna be lost out here because you ain't gonna have nothing to flash back to. When you in those real, when we in real tribulation, you gonna need those good moments to flash back to. So create those moments. Again, I say make love to your woman, shawty, and make love to her slow. Tease her. We love stuff like that. Drives us crazy. So, and woman, take care of your husband. Threshold, take care of your husband. Okay? Love on your children. Play with your children. Get down on the floor with them. Play with them. Give them some, stretch their imagination. Read the word to your children. Pray with your family. Pray with your family. Love on people, bruh. Even the ones that's hard to love on. You can love on them from a distance. You ain't got to necessarily have conversation with them. You can still love on them. You know what I'm saying? Jesus ignored people too. And I'm not using that as an excuse to be rude. I feel like I don't have to address every... I don't have to address every demon that talked to me. Period. And I'm just being honest. I don't have to address that. And people have a problem with touching on me. You know what I'm saying? They just always got to put their hands on me. And I don't know if I am reaping what I sowed or am I being agitated. But I can't stand it, bro. Don't touch me without my permission. I don't like it. But I asked God to help me with it. And he be giving me patience and everything. You know what I'm saying? People be, you know, I be like, like, bro, stop touching me. But anyways, I got a whole a million and one quirk, bro. But anyways, I just wanted to get on here and share my enthusiasm with the new year. Share, and my encouraging words to let you know to be prepared, to let you know that don't nothing happen by happenstance with the creator, the great I am, the one who talked to Moses through the burning bush. Yeah, the same one who allowed his son to come down here. And when he got baptized from his cousin, John the Baptist, he said, this is whom my son, who am I well pleased. Yeah, that same God, baby. Mm-hmm. The creator of all things. Yeah, that same God, baby. The one who trained, fills the temple. Woo! Hey, that same guy, baby. The man that gives you utterance where you can't even formulate words, so he'll just hire you. Ha, 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 ha. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory. That same guy, baby. Yeah. That one that when you say put a hedge of protection around me, baby, you can't cross that line. Woo. Shout it. When I tell you God will hide you, he'll hide you. Straight up, I don't know if y'all seen this video that's surfacing the internet where it's this tiger trying to get this duck. And thank you, Lord, the duck just keep getting in the water and coming up behind the tiger. Then sometimes he'll test his patience, but he'll be like, oh, I'm right here beside you, bro. But that's how God will hide you. The enemy will see you, right? You'll be shining bright as a mug because that's how he see you. You shining bright. Your light's so goddamn bright, he can't stand it. Remember, you in darkness. This is all darkness, bro. The universe is darkness. That's why God said Abraham will his children will be like the stars. That's how we are. We are stars on a dark planet, bro. We are the lights. Okay? We are the lights. Now, if you hide in your light, God forbid, don't hide that light. Let that light shine. Don't get weary in well doing. Brothers especially. That's why I be telling y'all sisters, love on your man. If you have a stand-up guy at home, threshold, you are out of pocket if you're not taking care of your man at home. Period. And if you can't take care of him, then y'all need to have a conversation. Because somebody need to be taking care of him so he can be A1 out here. Okay? Anyways, that's neither here nor there. Well, yes, it is. It's very important. So please ponder on that. Anyways, but I just want y'all to know, bro, that just stay ready. Okay? Stay vigilant. Stay present in the moment. Because you don't know how you could be a blessing to somebody else just by listening, just by a hug. And I know we have these masks on and everything of that nature. But baby, when you smile, people can see it. Mm-hmm. True that. If it's genuine, they can see it. If it's fake, they can see it. Eyes are the window of the soul. So baby, that's all you can see right here, right now. Most people, all you can see is the eyes. Message. Anyways, baby, love on everybody, even the ones that's hard. Stay on a high vibration. Stay with a good outlook of this year. Forget those naysayers, those haters, those scoffers. Baby, they want to be you anyway. They know you successful. They know you winning. They can see that you overcoming some things. Baby, you an overcomer. Okay, keep on being a champion, baby. When they talk about you, put your hand on your shoulder. Let your knuckles sit your shoulder on that. You feel? On that goofy behinds. Go ahead and let... you know? Because they want to be you. You know? Those women, whoo, the ones that's looking at you, bro, they, half of them, bro, they want to, half of them, that's what it's about. Just like they did Lot, when those angels came to Sodom and Gomorrah, and what they wanted to do, they wanted to lay with them. Uh-huh. That's what most of your haters want to do. They want to lay with you. That's why they can't stand you. They want to know what your vajayjay smell like. They wanna be all up in you. I'm trying to tell you, bro. It's that sick. It's that sick, bro. So just stay on a high vibration. Be watchful. You know what I'm saying? So you won't be two clicks to come down. You know, keep your head up because you got a crown on. You know what I'm saying? Know that your girl loves you and God loves you, and so do I. Until next time, goodbye.